in North Little Rock. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? McLarty Mazda has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Big Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
Such good rock and roll right there.
It's classic.
We may not be the point, but we play music like the point.
That's right.
Glad you're with us. 7:06 on this Wednesday, August 19th. Going to be our scorcher today. 106 is going to be the high, I think, which means your heat index is going to be over 110. So be careful out there. Hats off to all you folks having to deal with this every day. Roger, I was thinking, imagine if you had a job where you don't have anywhere to go. You have to stand in the sun. If you're out there working on the highway, if you're working on a roof, I mean, you have nowhere to hide. So, man, just...
I don't know how far ahead they get it scheduled, but I would be... I think so many people look at those things now, and maybe if they're doing any highway or street, they're doing it at night. Which is dangerous, but it's still 85 at night these days.
All right, 661-1037 is the number. Craig O'Neill coming up here shortly. We've got the Best of the Best Pickleball Championship Friday at the Little Rock Athletic Club. We'll visit with Frank Lawrence for a few minutes just to make sure. I think they have almost 350 different matches, you know, over 200 wow. different people.
We'll
these
be
are the,
there.
These are the best of the best. These are the of course, we had the seniors in Cabot.
Yeah.
This is a combination of all the heights. I mean, they win the big, giant trophies.
Yeah.
With the that I have to sign, you know, and Jody Carter, who builds those for me, along with our good friend at Custom Trophies. Yeah. Morning, Craig. How are you?
Good morning. I brought the paper towels, so when I spill the coffee,
thank you.
We've already got the towels in here, so just thought you might want to know.
Very good.
Mentioned the All-American team came out today across this preseason, which is really sort of silly. Is you know, wait a minute, they haven't done anything yet. But you are
preseason
this is
an All-American.
Well, yeah, this is what we think they're going to be. We think they're going to have a great season, which is sort of funny. Anyway, also too, congrats to Harding preseason number 2 in Division 2, OBU number 24, outstanding there. Yes, exactly. Also, Arkansas picked up a transfer from Dartmouth because of this new court ruling that gives seniors a fifth year of eligibility.
At least we know he's smart.
That is
going to raise the grade point of the team. Way
that,
to go.
That is true. Roger, we get a little bit later. We've got to play some match game brought to you by Roller Funeral Home. Joe Nichols coming up, Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. We have our man Justin Moore. He'll be jumping on with us soon. Today, Craig's National Potato Day. What's your number one go-to potato? Is it fries?
Sweet potato.
Okay, we've had debate about that. That it
sweet
should,
potato.
That you say, Roger. That
well, we've had a debate about it, and it's not sweet potato day.
I see.
So what, I mean, that's where that you, that's what
potato chips, French fries, tater tots. Which one are you going to go with? What's your favorite?
We'll go mashed.
Okay, that's what Roger said. You know, I used to eat mashed potatoes all the. It was my favorite, but then I said I heard they were fattening. So you know,
Love the TV show. Love the potato.
Well, by the way, you know, you remember now what doctors are telling us that we don't we overeat carbs. Nah. You know, they tell us we
on your plate, if your plate was a clock,
yeah,
from 1 to 115 is your carbohydrate or starch, from 115 to 130 yeah. is your protein, and from 130 to 2 is your vegetables.
Yeah,
your
remember, vegetables. They're saying now, you don't need, your waste is sugar. Sugar will kill you. Sugar gives you cancer. Don't eat any carbs. I'm sorry. I got to eat some carbs every once in a while. It's where you get energy. Carbs
exactly.
But some of it's processed, I know.
The number one energy source for your brain is glucose, which is what, David?
Comes from carbs. Yeah, sugar. Yeah, it's all one big cycle. So what's your number one go-to for carbs? Is it potatoes?
No, I don't
bread,
eat a lot
bread,
of potatoes.
Bread?
I don't eat a
I
lot
love
of
the
bread.
Bread.
I need to eat more
I
bread.
Love the bread.
Oh,
I'm a big fan of the bread.
No, right now, I don't know.
Sourdough.
Keto tortillas, I don't know.
Well,
sourdough, no sugar.
I think fries.
How do people survive without eating any carbs? I don't know how to do it.
Well,
life's too short. I gotta have maybe I have a little fat on me. I gotta eat some carbs. Jesus, forgive me.
Jesus ate them.
Today is also National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day.
If Jesus hadn't eaten them, it would have just been fishes, no loaves.
There you go.
There you go.
Are you a soft serve guy or no?
Oh, heck ice cream?
Yes, you are.
Uh-huh, my granddaughter worked at Loblolly.
Oh, very nice. Also, Roger, we were talking about we want to give some props, Craig, to the bands in our state, both at the high school level, junior high school level, college.
Marching?
Marching band for football. Because to me, Roger, do we have any band in the system?
I don't think so.
You should. The drum line. You got to have a drum line.
Yeah, this is more, that is a band. But
there
I think
you go.
That's basketball.
I love this one.
It's the band.
I need to, because when I was out there warming up, let me tell you, when you're out there, when you hear the percussion, as Christian corrected me, not drum, it's percussions. Okay. But it was somebody could play those
How
drums.
About this? The Band Perry. That's still not.
So here's some people who've said some things here.
Kazoo band,
Here's one. Arkansas Tech Band. Best bands are Bentonville. Cabot is close to number two. Bryant could hold either one of their jock straps.
Let's
stop
talking about jock straps.
Conway used to average 300 band members in the early 2000s. Badge, could y'all be any more biased towards Bryant during football and basketball season?
What?
I have no. I'm just. This is what you can. I'm reading your deal. I'm not being biased. I'm reading what people are sending me. I want Conway to win.
There you go.
Come on. 300, that's almost, let me tell you, that's not too far off what the U of A has.
Mm.
Do you know that I think I've told this story, Craig. I was trying to find fun ways for Jennings Osborne to get involved.
Oh, I was there.
So I said, Jennings, what about, let's help the band. That why don't you buy more uniforms and things for the band? Because and so he was gonna pay, I don't know, it was $100,000 or something.
Whispering?
And because it's
still you're going inside the wallet. Yeah.
So we pitched the idea at the time, and
it led to barbecue.
Wow, it's just like nobody
sure
wants.
You all probably recognize.
We can't do this, can't do that. Okay, fine. Well, we'll have an average band. You want to be average? Why don't we have the most band? Why don't we have 800 up there and be everybody in the world has good? Have you seen Arkansas? Why can't we be better than everybody?
I will say this: going to the Cotton Bowl in the early 90s and seeing walking past the band outside the Cotton Bowl playing, there were drum line. It was stunning.
I love it too, Roger. You talk about burning some calories.
Mm.
You know, to be out there in the sun.
Yeah, sure.
And then you've got that equipment that you're carrying and you're playing and you're marching. Yeah. Here's another one. Let's see here.
They eat carbs.
Yes. Three schools of thought for marching band. Traditional military, think A&M. Historically,
loved it.
HBCU, historically black community colleges, think UAPB.
Beat everybody.
And then three contemporary, based on military style with more modern themes. Bryant has a Friday night band and a competition-only band in high school. You know, Bryant has big numbers, man. They just have a lot of people out there.
And they got a Cracker Barrel.
Lisa... Our band could beat our football team back in the day.
Whoa. Whoa.
I love that.
Whoa.
I have much respect for cheerleading groups. You know, I said, don't you think that cheerleaders are like coaches in football? Like, hey, we're going to have a great year this year. Say, Susie's a third year starter,
and she's going to be top of the pyramid.
And the Smith's daughter Julie, she's moving up from the ninth grade, and she can do backflips for 50 yards. I just have to think that
string section. I want you to be special.
Yeah, that's
to be
it.
Special this
oh my
year,
gosh, Roger,
section.
We got to do that.
Do that.
We got to do a Houston Nut pep talk to the
horn
team.
Horn group. When you go out there, I want you to be special.
here's
your mamas and your daddies are out there in the stands, and they're listening for your horns, and you're not even worth a kazoo.
Triangle. When you get caught on this way, I want you to be the best triangle in the tri-state area. Triangles
Let's
be special.
Go out there and ding them.
Special.
I'm telling you, you know what, Roger? I think I threw it out there yesterday and got no band participation. We need to have somebody, a parent. I want to hear the band practicing.
Oboe, when you go down, I want somebody from the string section to come pick you back up and go, we're going to do it this time. Oboes.
We want to hear a band.
Is there an oboe?
We want to hear a band actually practicing. We want in the morning. We want to hear them.
We used to get that when we when we go to see Bryant, we do a Big Red. Remember, every year we do the salt bow. They would come out
because I think they practice at the set. They practice at 6 o'clock in the morning. Oh, I mean, they're up and at them.
You know when they had media day at the University of Arkansas, you have to get up early to go get to the Broyles Complex to interview the players and the coaches, and on the way. There would be the Razorback Marching Band at 6:30 in the morning out there.
Right. I would see them. Christian, if you can find the percussion, when I would be warm ups, Craig, where you would hit, we'd wrap up tackle. I remember I could hear the drummers. Yeah, that's not good enough. And it's too. I want some get after it drums.
Yeah,
and of course you got the big boy. You got, remember the big one that you, I don't know what that's called. The
Texas drum?
Well, no, it's not that big.
Oh, I know what you want. Here it is.
Hey, Jude.
Someone says from the 501, Lake Hamilton for a big school, Jesseville for a small school. 250 high school students, over 50 in the band. That's cool. Yay, much props, Roger, to a school that has only, several hundred, and, you got only 50 in the band, you got to be that much better.
Rooster Poot only has 8, and it's all kazoo.
Here's one. Look up Drumline in the movie scene. Is that Drumline, the movie?
Yeah.
Yes. Great movie.
What the bands need? More cowbell, someone says.
Come on.
Varsity was keeping up with Bryant. It was a good exhibition game last night.
What?
So I went to an exhibition game yesterday evening for my son at Sylvan Hills. They played Bryant. The place was packed.
Oh, cool. Hey,
Bryant is a...
What's that time of year? I saw something on social media. It starts out in February. Man, I can't wait for football season.
I saw that.
Went all the way to the September. Man, this team sucks.
I'm already done. One game, you're done. Yeah. Someone says here, and I think Justin Moore's with us. JM, are you there? JM.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, bud.
There he is.
Yeah, Roger, here we go. If a flag line member falls down, pick him up. I'll see you in 60 seconds.
That's it.
Justin, we're talking about Roger doing a pep talk like Houston does to the football team for the band.
Yeah.
For the high school band. They're fighting. They're sweating. They're doing their very best. How was the Poland band back in the day?
Symbol.
Yeah, he was.
Did you have a
band? We never had a band.
Well, never had a band. Do you have one now?
You got to remember, we never had football.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
When I was growing up,
you'd have a pep band for basketball.
No, and to my knowledge, we still don't have a band.
Well, you've got a band. It's on the bus.
Well, true. Yeah, I've got a band.
Yeah.
We don't have a band. Raj, we ain't got no damn band, Ray.
In that sling blade. Someone says UAPB band practices at 7 a.m. and marches around as in a parade. Listen, I'm telling you, the cheerleaders and the bands practice every day at school. I mean, they practice as long and hard as a lot of the football players. And in this heat as well. Here's one. My son is in the Razorback Marching Band this year. This is week number 3 of practice. They practice in the parking lot, blacktop, across from Baumwalker. Uh-huh. It was 113 degrees heat index yesterday. Yeah, it's crazy. Matter of fact, did you see where the Razorback Band's going to be marching in the Macy's Day Parade?
I did not see that.
Let's announce that right now.
Let's see if we can hear them.
Hey, well, hey, the story is, Justin, I don't know if you've heard, the story is that Brian Silverfield, even though he hasn't micromanaged quite to the degree, but it's important to him that they do better songs during the game. So he's expressed that to the dude in charge. So they're expecting better songs than what they've been doing. So. Mm. We'll see if the goofball sneaks in the darn. We found out it was one of the band members from 25 years ago that put in Hey Jude as a joke.
Stop it.
It was a joke, and they got it in, and it's been now a ritual. Now he's the band director.
Huh.
Yeah, and so, I love the fact that he's going, hey, listen, we need to have better songs for our.
Christian. Does our band director tell us that we need to have better songs coming in and going out on this show? Don't we? I mean, a certain beat.
Yes.
Better or not.
I like up-tempo.
Well, we like up-tempo. You got to have up-tempo.
Justin, I'll tell you.
You have to have up-tempo.
I was telling the guys that when I was doing warm-ups, I think really more high school than college, but I remember hearing the band and those guys who would play the drums, you know, they had their own little world, you know, and they would play cool, you know, the eight drums
drum
up there.
Line, yeah.
And it would it would really get me fired up because there's something.
I was getting ready to go tribal.
It was tribal.
Because we love the beat. Got to have the beat, the beat, the beat. Isn't that what the preacher used to say on those old 50 archive videos? He said, that's what's wrong with the teenagers. Just the beat, the beat, the beat.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Someone says here on the Middleton Eaton Air text line, problem with the school band. It costs the parents tons of money. School does not pay much. Also, Lake Hamilton usually wins the power band of Arkansas the last 10 years. Is that right? So Lake Hamilton.
Oh, okay.
Somebody says Lake Hamilton was in the Macy's parade in the pouring rain.
I think they were. One of them was in the Macy's last year.
Maybe that's them.
Of course, time flies, but I think Lake Hamilton has been.
Someone says here, can someone go up in there and teach the U of A band to fix the crooked A? It drives me crazy. I don't. Have you noticed that, Justin? I don't think I've noticed
it. No, I haven't.
It's hard to see.
Now I'm going to look for it.
Well, Justin, and Roger, you've sat in the end zone before in that south end zone, and so have you, Justin. Have you ever noticed if the A was crooked if the team was
not? No, I never have.
Let's go to Kerry.
It's still hard
for me to win. We don't
want
to turn the A into a maze.
Whoever said that, I've had so many more complaints about our football program than
now it's the A, yes.
Over the last 15 years.
It's enough.
Maybe
that we
the A
remember,
isn't crooked. Maybe the person who saw it has just been imbibing a little bit too much.
Carrie, good morning. What you got for us?
Good morning. I was in junior high band at Bryant in the 70s. Very Our nice. Band director, who I will not name, would throw things at us during practice if we didn't get it right.
Wow.
On the field one night, because we marched for junior high on Thursday nights back then.
Right.
On the field one night, someone, the lead line person, had messed up and was on the wrong is in the wrong place. And over the loudspeaker, he yells out their name, stops the halftime show. Yells out that person's name and tells them, get on the right line. And we were just all mortified. And then we get on the right line and we finished the show.
Carrie, what did you play?
I played saxophone.
Ooh, nice.
Do you
still play?
I was not the lead, believe me. So I was not on the lead line.
All right, so Carrie, so how many years ago was that? Was about 45, 50 years ago?
Probably.
Okay, so
Carrie,
you have a chance right now.
Bill Clinton's birthday, he played sax, right?
That's right. You got a chance right now, Carrie, to call out that band director. You've had all this time.
Yeah, he's
the thing. Even more so, throw him under
he's
the bus
probably
now.
Probably looking up.
What
at
a
us.
Jerk face. What a jerk face.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of the movie with the guy that...
Oh, with the teaching the drummer? He was a jerk. What was that, Christian?
Oh, that was a movie.
You got to turn Christian, the mic on.
What was that, Christian?
Okay.
Hold on, Carrie.
My husband tells me not to do it, but I will. His name was Mr. Murphy.
Mr. Murphy or Murphy?
Murphy.
Okay,
Murphy.
Mr. Murphy. Well, I hate that Mr. Murphy was such a tyrant, but it goes to show you, Justin.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can.
Whiplash.
Yeah, that was the one who the really jerk teacher. Have you seen that, Justin? J.K. Simmons, it's heavy,
no,
man.
No, I'm not.
You got to watch that, Justin. I think you would like it just because it's...
Man, he's tremendous.
Not my tempo.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. It was...
Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks, Carrie. Thanks for sharing that. Hey,
thanks for listening.
Welcome.
Thanks for listening. You too.
Carrie, quick reminder, since you played saxophone, you're eligible to be president.
She's been carrying that fear. She's been
carrying that fear. Isn't that something? Yeah.
It just goes to show you, it doesn't matter what the area of expertise, if you're... It could be a teacher, it could be a coach.
Sure is.
Justin, you've had him too. You can have people that don't do a good job in dealing with kids. I had one that was not good either. That did not do a good job. And I'm very grateful I had good ones. You know, I hate it for, you know what? I feel bad for players who have been under bad coaches.
Sure.
And they're out there. I mean, just like they're people bad at, you know, they're not somewhere there's a bad teacher, somewhere there's a bad doctor, you know, and you hope you don't get those. And so how about it? She's been sitting on that. She didn't even want to say his name because he was deceased.
That's right. She still remembers.
Well, maybe Mr. Murphy did some good things every once in a while. Did she say what school it was?
Bryant Junior High.
It was Bryant.
Yeah.
Wow. He stopped it and yelled.
Uh-huh. Hey, I knew a junior high band director who... If you went out for band, you played, and there were several football players who went out for band, and so they played at the halftime show in their football uniforms.
Isaac Davis. Isaac Davis was an All-American in high school at Malvern, right? Yeah. I think he was at Malvern, Justin. He was an All-American.
Wow.
The Razorbacks. Yeah, he was probably, 280 pounds, and he would go out. He wouldn't do the halftime with his teammates. He'd go out and play band.
There you go.
All right, dude, do not go away. We've got the great Craig O'Neill. We'll introduce him officially when we come back. Also, we need some jam right there. Roger will have his pep talk to the band, just like Houston Nugget. He'll be working on that here the next couple days. And we've got the pep talk for the team that you did a couple years ago.
Win zone.
All right, do not go away. Morning Mayhem is here for the next 2-3 hours, hanging out with you. 7:25.
Percent off store wide. 1000 South Shackleford. Long live the lazy.
This is SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball, the Phillies beat the Marlins 6-4 to increase their MLB best win streak to 5 games. Philadelphia is in the second wildcard spot in the National League. The Brewers dominated the Mariners, matching baseball's modern era record for the biggest shutout, beating them 22-0. They had 3 3-run home runs in Christian Yelich, David Hamilton, and Luis Lara. Jake Bowers added in a 2-run shot. They matched a franchise record for runs in a game. It was their 78th win on the season, the most in Major League Baseball. The Padres beat the Mets 5-2. As Fernando Tatis Jr. hit 2 home runs and robbed another. San Diego has won 8 of their last 10. They currently occupy the 3rd wildcard spot in the National League. And the Arkansas Travelers will play against the Springfield Cardinals tonight at 6:35 at Dickey Stevens Park. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week, presented by Bath Fitters. Get the tub or shower you deserve with no gimmicks, just real savings. Check them out at bathfitterlittlerock.com.
Very hot Wednesday with heat index values exceeding 110 and air temperatures even maybe breaking some records into the afternoon. There's a chance for a few showers and storms as a cool front pushes through, especially overnight and into Thursday. By Thursday, our highs will be in the upper 90s to maybe low triple digits after that cool front comes through. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm Arkansas Storm Team Meteorologist Jenna Warner.
Wednesday on The Zone, a lot of Razorback football talk. We've got Big Joe Klein coming in, thanks to Corky's. Also talking with the Junior Deputy Little League baseball team that played in the Southwest region. Mighty Rib stopping by for his monthly visit, thanks to Staley Electric. It's also What the Hell Wednesday, Red White Report, What's on Tap, and anything else we can dream up on The Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Camping season is here, and Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is liquidating all 2026 year model travel trailers and fifth wheels. If you've been thinking about a new trailer, now is the time to buy. One of the many great deals is a 20-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $14,990 or $150 a month. Hurry while the selection is good. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See shelter agent Todd Matthews in Benton or agents Bo Beavis or Lawrence Forrester in Cabot today.
Catch the buzz's ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters, LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort. He's a legend in the state of Arkansas.
Going out of the field, it's going to say, Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Who is on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
The Shonda Reed.
Shonda Reed, get on out here. Come on now. My door is open.
He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill. Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
40 million? You know how many football players that could produce?
I know. That's what you need to get
that's
to work.
That's a starting team.
If President Clinton turns 80 today, Craig should maybe do a Clinton 80 call today.
I wish I could lend him my voice because he's at the age of 80 now. His voice has gotten so raspy and it's kind of weak.
Yeah.
He doesn't really get it. He can barely get it up, but he's still making sense. He's still sharp.
Yeah.
He's still making great sense, but it's just gotten so weak.
Yes. He's 80. We were saying, what did we figure out, Roger? There are four living presidents that are over the age of 80 now.
Three X
in one current. And we've never had that happen before in the history of our country.
Yeah, in 45 days, it'll be George W. Bush's birthday. They are the two presidents that were born closest together. History of the United States, George W. and Clinton
beat his dad, right?
Uh-huh.
Beat W.'s dad.
All right.
Did Frank not connect there?
He did not.
Ed, are you there?
One more time. Ed, hey, what's up?
I'm here. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much. I want to lead off by saying, Mr. Craig O'Neill, you're a freaking legend.
He sure is.
I like freaking.
Very big part of my childhood.
Oh,
how about
thank
that?
You.
So, nice. Yes.
I was in the Razorback Marching Band.
Yes.
From 98 to 2002.
Yep.
Oh,
fun year.
And I remember marching on that blacktop, and it was brutal. Pretty brutal.
Yeah.
But
what time? What time, Ed, would you guys get up? I know preseason you guys would do early morning, right? Or most of the, during the school maybe early morning, right?
It was early morning, yes, sir, yeah. But it was still, when that sun's coming up, that blacktop is hot.
Ooh. Yeah. You got the Houston Nutt years. The excitement to be in the band had to be great those years.
Citrus Bowl, January 1st, 1999. The most incredible experience ever.
Good for you, buddy. Where do you live at now, Ed?
I'm here in Little Rock.
Okay.
Yep. And Rebecca's down in Hot Springs.
Okay, awesome.
Do you still have your band instrument?
Or your uniform?
I do still play the trumpet, but no, those uniforms were not ours to keep.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody made a comment on our text line, said they can't stand those nursing home or nurses' shoes that the band wears. Do you agree with that?
I do, and I'll tell you one thing more that I agree with is, hey, dude, what's up? I mean, come on.
Hopefully that's taken care of, and that we're not going to do that again.
Listen, Baz, watch videos of Wisconsin when they play Jump Around.
Oh, I know.
Or Virginia Tech when they play Inner Sandman. West Virginia when they play Country Roads. And God forbid I even mention this school, but LSU when they play Colin Baton Rouge.
It's amazing. It's impressive.
They go, wow.
It is.
Well, Ed, what does this do to you? Ed, what does this do to you?
Hey, Jude.
Do you remember playing Hey, Jude, Ed?
Listen, it's a beautiful song, but it's not appropriate for a football atmosphere. Nope. I mean, no. Come on. We need our guys getting hyped up. We need them out there hitting. Yeah. But anyway, thank you guys for taking my call. Y'all have a wonderful day. Craig, you're freaking rock.
I love you. Thank you.
It's one of the it's one of the Justin for me. I was telling Roger and Craig, it's for me, it was one of the things. There's something like, Roger said the word tribal. It is, as a guy, you're getting ready to fight and you hear those the drums.
Yes.
I mean it is sort of get you worked up, get you fired up. Yeah. It's like
makes sense.
Yeah, it sure does.
On my morning show, I used to play a drum line on the way to work.
You
just
did?
To get me going.
I challenged Roger and Christian to find me some marching band drum music somewhere.
Oh, it's all over the internet. You can get it.
And then we'll get Roger's pep talk to the band, just like Houston Nuts. You did give a pep talk to the team. You can find that sometime, Roger.
All right, sure.
Craig, you said you needed to mention something real quick.
Okay, two things. Real quick. Genesis of Conway, I love you for get the Reading Road Trip back on the road. Couldn't do it without Genesis. Baldwin and Shell sponsoring it. First three schools are lined up now, David. We've got, to begin it, it's Terry Elementary next week. We also have Jefferson and then Ringgold Elementary in Benton.
Very nice.
One other thing, real quick. Sheriff Higgins and I met, and Pulaski County Sheriff Eric Higgins is having an ounce of prevention fundraising dinner. I'm going to MC it. The special guest, see if y'all know who this is, Petrie Hawkins Bird.
Don't know.
He was the bailiff on Judge Judy.
Oh, wow.
But now he's on a speaking tour. But this is all about prevention.
Okay.
And cutting down on our recidivism rate in our jails. And I met with prisoners a couple of days ago.
Wow,
and,
Craig.
This is a very impressive program. The prisoners that are in transition, I'm telling you all, this is working. So that's why this banquet is so important.
Okay, I'm looking at Judge Judy's bailiff, Petrie Hawkins Bird. I recognize him. I didn't watch that show. You know him, Justin?
Well, I don't know him.
I recognize him.
Yeah. He wears glasses.
Yep, that's him, black guy.
Yeah.
What is that? What was the one, Roger, for the other famous court guy? Who was the popular
Rusty
one?
Rusty something.
Yeah, right. what was that for? That was Judge Wapner?
Judge Wapner,
that's what I was going to guess, yeah.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think that bailiff was also the bailiff at the Charles Manson trial. I think so.
Someone says from our Middleton Eaton Air text line, can you imagine the Hogs coming out to the intro blind by corn at a night game with our new laser LED lights? That would get everyone excited.
Ooh.
I'm expecting, they've got the LED lights now. Justin, you knew that, right? They've installed those.
I read that. Yeah.
So that's going to be for night games. I don't know how many night games we're going to have right now, but I think it would be outstanding.
We play at 11 in the morning. Are you kidding?
I know. Here's what. How about the theme song from Patton for a build-up song on the field? That's an A&M deal.
Maybe we'll play early enough that it'll still be
still be dark.
Sunrise.
Yeah. somebody still fly by Southern University band. It gives me chills. Speaking of tribal, that's why the original Tusk is a perfect song with a tribal beat.
That's a David Basil creation.
You know what they did? They felt like they had to speed it up. I don't know, Justin, how you did the music term for it, but they speeded up the tempo like this. Yeah. And we have a Tusk, and we could have done that when Tusk comes onto the field. That was my thought.
Oh, Basil, this was all you,
but
baby.
But they played it. They play it like at five times his speed.
Probably double time.
Yeah,
or something.
Double time. I guess that's what it is. But yeah, this is Tusk.
Yeah, that's already a pretty
tribal
rocking tempo.
Tempo. Yeah, I think so too. Somebody said Black Sabbath, War Pigs. We played that, don't we? Don't we play War Pigs when...
We have.
What is Sam? Sam came at a Jukebox Hero, I think, when he came out. Yeah.
Huh.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Someone says, all these years, Hey Jude was the culprit. Let's
there
see.
You go.
Let's see here.
Blame it on the band.
Somebody said, Craig is wrong. George W. Bush turned 80 on July 5th.
Oh, okay. W was first and Bill was second. There we go.
Somebody said Dan Hampton did that and played halftime in his football uniform. I don't know if that's true or not. We need to find that. We'll ask Dan that. It's because was it Dan Hampton in the band? He started in the band. That's where they discovered him. But I think once he went to football, I'm not sure.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was a band guy.
I've never heard that. That's where he was discovered.
He was head and shoulders above the rest of the band members. And they're going, look at that body.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, in addition to Isaac Davis. Here's one. My wife played flute in high school and college. To this day, after 20 years of marriage, I still catch her sitting exactly like she sat when she was playing the flute in band.
I'm not touching that one.
Yeah.
Moving on.
I wonder how many people, and by the way, too, our buddy Steve Qualls, Roger, was saying that I mentioned Lake Hamilton. I mean, Lake Hamilton, they're bad boys. They've won 5 state championships, the last 3 in a row, never finished worse than 2nd in the 6A in the last 10 years. So they obviously take a lot
in band.
In band.
Right,
and they're good in other. They're good in sports too. But I'm telling you, I love that they take pride in. Because I'm gonna tell you, going to a football game, right. it's going to the concession stand. It's listening to the band. It's watching your cheerleaders.
How do you judge a band?
I think you look how good they march, how good they sound.
Yeah, I think
you know, Justin. I was saying, you know, there's some cheerleading coaches that you know they just like football coaches. They're going, hey, we're gonna have a great year this year. We've got 5 returning starters, got 2 high jumpers, got a good base coming in the 9th grade. I mean,
he's got great carryover.
I guarantee the band members saying the same thing. Let's visit with Julio there, Roger Dodge. Mm-hmm. Julio,
good morning, gentlemen.
How are you, man?
I was listening to music. I'm doing great, thank you. I was listening, well, other than like a cold front, but anyway, I was listening to music over the weekend. And I think a great song. Now, you obviously can't do the whole song, but you got to do an excerpt of it somehow. But that Ray Charles, What I'd Say, Part 1 and Part 2, where he goes like, you know, tell your mom, take you back to Arkansas, you know, and then do the hey, you know, so the crowd can repeat back and stuff.
Good.
It would have to be, you know, a cut version of it. But I think it's very doable, and it's unique, and it says Arkansas in the lyrics, though, and it's fun.
Thanks, Julio. You know, I do think, you know, what we were talking about, and Justin, we've been talking about this, and you need to have a great atmosphere. It helps. It gets your fans fired.
The hall call's there.
It is. No, that's we've got, I think, the most unique call, the fan interaction call out there. You got Florida State doing the chop, and the Gators doing their deal, or the chomp.
It'll take about 2 minutes to get to where he's talking about, Raj.
I know.
The intro to this song's super long.
He's played this Ray Charles, as a matter of fact. Drew Glover is a faithful listener.
Great song.
My oldest daughter is starting the 10th grade this year, made the drum line for Cabot there in week 3 in preparation. They've been practicing for 3 weeks. Amazing how hard they work and how much time goes into it, but she's kicking ass on the drum line. Here's a video from Football Frenzy last week. It's cranked up and getting there. I mentioned Justin earlier in the show, the All-American teams came out preseason, which is sort of.
Have we got anybody?
This is the great comparison of talent. If you want to know where we don't have one guy that's a first team All-SEC. Texas has 4 first team All-Americans. 4.
What?
They've got 4. They've got an offensive lineman, a wide receiver, a defensive lineman, and a linebacker, all first team. Of the 27 first-team All-Americans, 14 are from the SEC. The Big Ten has 8. And, the first-year, the quarterback is actually the first. Now, again, this is projected. You don't know how they're going to play, but this is what you're projecting. They're projecting the kid from Oregon, which I think is interesting as the first-team quarterback. And the second team is Trinidad Chambliss, not Manning, not the guy at LSU. Chambliss at least has got a body of work, and sort of Dante Moore at Oregon. But it just sort of shows you, just from you, well, how do you know, you have a pretty good measuring stick of talent when you draft to evaluation.
Wonder what the combined salaries are.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I wonder if every one of these players are $1 million.
I bet.
Probably so. Mm-hmm. Isn't that
I don't know about individuals, but I did hear, I forget whose show it was yesterday or the day before, might have been Randy's, that... overall spending on team, I think it was LSU maybe he was talking about, their roster's worth up over 50 million.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard, and like, then 48, I did, yeah, 48, 49.
Yeah, and then I heard Randy had said, and him and Rick had differed on the amount, but it doesn't really matter. Splitting hairs is still ridiculous.
Yeah.
A receiver at Ohio State, I forget his name, Jeremiah something.
Jeremiah Smith, he's the best receiver in the country.
Yeah. Best player in the country, yeah.
Not much.
I think Anyway, they had suggested anywhere like 8 to 10 million this year.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't that ridiculous for a receiver? I mean, no kidding, they're important, but my goodness.
Yeah, it's gotten out of hand.
Can you see him tearing an ACL and the guy that's sponsoring him goes, oh, great, I write him an $8 million check.
And I don't even know that they have a sponsor anymore. That's supposed to be what it is, NIL, but it really isn't. You just basically pour money into the university and they're paying the players. So, hey, as we go to break, Roger, don't forget Friday, we're at the Little Rock Athletic Club. It's the best of the best, 341 players, all-time record. Roger, and so you got the best Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll be there Friday morning. The most elite in all the age categories, all the different things, men, women. Yes. So you ought to come out there, and if you're a pickleball player, you'll be inspired when you see how good some of these players are.
College tennis players.
That's right. Yeah.
And then you have people that never played tennis but play pickleball, and they're outstanding as well. It's really a great tournament.
We've got the 15-year-old who's 6'5", Justin Hudson Hall. We had him last year, Raj, and he's one of the top players in the country.
Trickster.
Yeah, 6'5". Yeah, he's got the trick shot. That is Craig doing the...
Get a basketball in that boy's hands.
I know. Hey, I think he's making pretty good money as a pickleball player, too. All right, don't go away. 7:46 here on Morning Mayhem.
Keep me wrong. Come and love you, daddy, all night long. All night long. Hey, hey. All right. See the girl with the diamond ring. She knows how to shake that thing. All right now. Send you back to Arkansas. Oh, yes, ma'am. You don't do right. Don't do right. When you see me in misery.
FanDuel in partnership with Oakland Sports is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. Hey, baseball fans, the Major League Baseball season is in full swing, and FanDuel is giving you a chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home of home runs. So, are you ready to play your game? Head on over to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to opt in for daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of Major League Baseball. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. No purchase necessary. Opt-in required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play, $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion. $8,000 off. Winner, Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
Serious injuries happen every day.
If it happens to you, don't wait. Dial 8.
Dial 8 for Rainwater, Holton, Sexton.
888-8888.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
We've got you covered, Arkansas.
Summer heat can wear you out now, but look, if you've been feeling drained, even when you're inside with the AC kicking, it might not be the heat, y'all. 1 in 4 men, that's 25% of us, have low testosterone, and it affects energy, sex drive, motivation, your mood, and much more. Look, low T drains your energy and motivation, which means you don't have the energy to do the things that you love. Heck, in some cases, guys don't even recognize themselves, man. They lose their identity altogether. Fellas, it's important to get the answers you need. Now's the time. And this summer, it's free. At Low T Center, you can book a free testosterone test and get a consultation from licensed providers who specialize in testosterone replacement therapy. Explore a range of peptides and even get a jump on that summer body that you've been looking for with GLP-1s and medical weight loss protocols. Low T Center's been the number one name in TRT since 2009, y'all. They're the OGs and the pioneers. Visit FixMyLowT.com right now to schedule a free testosterone test today. Y'all, that's FixMyLowT.com. That's FixMyLowT.com.
Mike Rowe here with another random fact. Those cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize your foundation. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
You work out, but you walk the same route. You go to the old, never-changing club with old machines and same routines.
You need the excitement of a variety of the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
One of rock's legendary voices, the original voice of Foreigner, Lou Gramm, The Release Tour, Friday, August 28th, Sarasun Casino Event Center, with special guest, John Waite. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Don't miss the original voice of Foreigner, Lou Gramm. New album, out now. Produced by Sarasun Casino Resort.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Coach Roy Lee Peterball, Rooster Poot High School. Everybody there loves to listen to The Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver, and this guy named David Basil.
Ah, that's our man Joe Nichols, a little C'est la vie. We'll visit with him at 9 o'clock today. Always great to have him on Wednesdays, brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock, Chad and Stephanie Powers. Great to have Craig O'Neill here, brought to you
by
Genesis of Conway. What were you saying about your three schools, Craig?
Terry Elementary, Ringgold Elementary in Benton, and Jefferson Elementary in Little Rock. Can't wait.
Back good
on
stuff.
The road, baby.
Morning Mayhem fully assembled. Justin Moore out at Pond. Roger Scott running the board here. There's this phrase that I've been hearing that when somebody was running the board, that I think I heard.
The ones and twos?
The ones and twos, that's it, yeah. And then Christian Weaver in the producer room. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Remember, next Monday, Ryan Silverfield makes his first trip to the Touchdown Club after 6 years of Coach Pittman. And then before that, you had 2 years of Chad, 5 years of Bielema. So I'll be first on list. I hope
is this what you said, a Hunter Ure check this year?
No, I didn't.
Hunter write a check.
I didn't.
Hunter cut a check.
I hope we have a good crowd next Monday. I think we will. Want to make sure he feels like Central Arkansas is coming out. I think so, too. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Someone says we have Hogwild by Hank Jr. that's played at almost every game.
Yeah. Do they do that? That's a no-brainer.
I think they've been, Justin, haven't they been using it when the band goes up in the stands? I think as a filler. I think I can't remember.
Man, I don't remember. The last game I went to, group of games I've been to, I don't remember them, prominently playing I know you were fighting that battle years ago, but yeah. It is the perfect song for it's our calling Baton Rouge or what, whatever.
Yeah,
it's the perfect song for us, but I don't know who was fighting you on it, but whoever was doing so is an idiot.
Yeah, fans, I think fans recognize it now. Yeah, they recognize it now. I think they're still playing it. I don't know when. But
intro music.
Yeah.
No matter where I play.
Yeah, it should be a staple. One of whatever 10, 15 songs they play.
Yeah,
it should
I agree.
Be one. It should be featured where the people know, the fans know when it's going to be played. There it is, Rod.
And Stapleton's.
Yeah,
I mean it's two perfect ones right there.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, this is on the board. Steam coming out of Tusk.
Yeah, it's nose, energy, everything. It's up-tempo, and it says Hog Wild, for God's sake. I don't know who would argue with this. It's country, which is perfect for Arkansas. I mean, I don't know what else you want.
Here we go.
What do you want? To play in a different style.
Ooh. Everybody knows that I'm Hog Wild.
Oh, that's
it's perfect. You got a legendary. And again, I don't know where what the best place in before, during, or the after. I mean, not after,
fire
but
up that team.
What part of the game? But yeah, you got to include that as a.
Well, how about the intro video? They always make an intro video.
You bet.
It's usually it's usually somebody like an old, like an awesome voice, like Craig's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, that'd be cool through part of the video, but then turn on some background music like that when it's like, you know, show like two or three big hits in a row and then hog wild.
I know.
Boom. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that difficult.
No. And you can even take parts of it, you know, 15, 30 seconds of it and weave it through.
I could produce the music on that sitting in my office right now in about an hour.
Yeah. Andrew Drake is listening and says that for years, Justin, that he's been to a lot of games, as you all have. For years, they played Hog Wild at halftime, showing the first half highlights. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I just think make it a staple where everybody knows wherever you're going to do it, where it's a part of the tradition.
Well, it's an up-tempo. It's like you said. I mean, it's just what it is.
Even that, I mean, that's cool, but even that, to me, why not use it as a you need, you know,
it's
just like if you're
intro.
Playing it. Do it during, and I'm the one that said the intro. I mean, use it for that, or use it for when you're trying to fire the crowd up. Don't use it at halftime.
No.
You know, that's like, you know, whatever, the most exciting part of the show. Hell, do it during intermission of a play. You know what I mean? Like, nobody cares at that point.
I mean, if you want to fire up a team because, you know, it's fourth and one and the game's on.
Right.
What you want to hear.
Ooh. Hey, Jude.
That's it.
You were almost exactly right.
Yeah, just don't play that stuff at a baseball game. I went to the Travelers last night and they're making noise throughout the entire game with music and and it's wearing me out.
You don't like that?
Well, to me, when you go, if you want to have great atmosphere, it's not just about football only. It's about the music and the band. It's the things, the noises you make. You know, whether it's what you pay on third down. Hey, all right, fans, we got to stop them on third down. It's all those things together to make great atmosphere, and it helps. It helps.
Get on your feet.
Hey, Gina.
Yeah, well, I will say, Baz, here I go again with that. Jesus Christ.
You're right.
All I can hear is somebody calling in on it's good. All right, whatever. Finish it. 30 seconds. I'm not kidding. I have literally no idea what I was about to say.
Oh, my God. Come on. Finish it.
It's pathetic.
Well, hey, we'll give you this break to think of it again.
Buddy, once I lose it, it is gone.
Coach Pittman, what do you want to do?
I don't know what I do with it.
I don't
care. Craig, thank you, buddy.
I don't know what I do with it.
Thank you, Genesis.
Thanks, Genesis of Conway.
Baldwin and Shell, go to option 7 and let us know what school we can come see.
All right, there you go. The one only Craig O'Neill. All right, much more to come, including Pat Bradley, Joe Nichols, and more. We're going to play a little match game today as well.
Whoopee.
What about this song?
Sorry, buddy.
It's all good.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free,